SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again?
With Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
That just happened.
Welcome in, friends, to In This League. It is ITL on Sports Grid. And a couple other places. I am Chris Welsh. That is Scott Bogman. We are hosts today for 3 hours of fantasy conversation. We have got for you a live mock draft that we did over on the In This League Fantasy Football podcast. We are going to be airing that here in just a couple minutes. In hour two, we talked with Frank Stampfl of CBS Fantasy Baseball Today on the In This League Fantasy Baseball podcast. We are going to be airing some of that interview. And Bogman in hour three is going to be joined by one of our good friends, Marty Tallman, where you guys are going to be going heavy into baseball. So it's essentially baseball hours two and three with some football conversation in hour one. And Bogman, we are officially back, if people care, here on the radio show to doing weekly fantasy football podcasts in June. I mean, that's how it moves, man.
It's prep season.
We slowly move the markers, you know, the sticks. And the sticks have moved up, not from late June, but to early June, where we are back into regularly scheduled programming.
Yeah, it's this is football prep season. And, you know, we're in the middle of baseball season, too. So this is where Welsh and I start to get gray hairs more often because both are intertwining here. But this is also my favorite time of year. So it's my favorite time of year because we get to start doing drafts. We get to start doing real drafts. And we are starting today with our first mock of the season. And we both purposely waited for this to be our very first mock of the offseason here.
So, yeah, we both jump into the whole fray of it. Also, you know, it's fantasy football season because just released the Fantasy Black Book on Amazon, right, which give a pub to you guys will hear him. Here on Sports Grid, Joe Pisapia, we do some stuff and he's full-time over at Fantasy Pros, but Bogman also has, I believe, 120,000 words you wrote for it. This
is
Apostle Bogman. He wrote the Bible.
We're in about five digits of words from me in this book. It's, you know, look, I do rookies. I do all the profiles for the rookies. I give you for a lot of them, I'll give you their redraft outlook and then their dynasty outlook. I go all the way down through UDFAs for those guys. I take a look at the draft class for next year, which is going to be huge. It's going to be a very good draft class next year, especially quarterback. And then I give you over, I think, around 150 IDPs with little blurbs written up on those guys as well for the IDP section. And I wrote up team defenses in the Black Book this year. If you're never tired of Bogman, there's lots to be had in the Black Book. So
there very much is. You guys can pick it up today over on Amazon. You can get your hardback copy. You could get a copy, and then when you meet Bogman, he could autograph it for you. He loves to autograph. That's his favorite thing on the planet.
In my office anytime soon, and I meet you, then yes, I will.
Would you let people send it to you for you to autograph and then send back? You wouldn't do that?
No, because the problem is I will never, ever send it back. I mean, I'll be holding it on to it for years. I am terrible about sending stuff. So don't do that.
Don't do that. Oh, okay. Well, everybody wants their autographed copy. I want my autographed copy of Bogman's book.
Like enough money, you know, we can move. You give us a big enough lever, we can move the world, right?
All right. So you're saying there's a will, there's a way.
Where there's a will, there's a way. If you really wanted it, but I mean, there's not a service I'm going to be offering because I know myself. So
well, you guys can find it over on Amazon. Pick it up today, and I believe Joe does like updates throughout the season and stuff. There's some cheat stuff, but robust and lots of stuff. And Bogman is in it, and it leads to us jumping in. That's why you know it's that season. Just starting up here, and this mock draft, it is on the Fantasy ITL Fantasy Football podcast. You're going to be able to hear the draft portion of this, but make sure you go and subscribe and lock into the ITL Fantasy Football podcast, wherever podcasts are, because we also do a full breakdown of that bad boy. So we've got team breakdowns, and we locked it to Fantasy Pros where it can give us like real time, the minute the draft is over, projections. And it did do that. And there's some really interesting projections on there because we, as you're going to
wonder
hear
why they're interesting, Welsh.
Yeah, well, so. You know, maybe I'm near the top. Maybe I'm near the top in my very first mock draft. But you've got a couple different, you've got, and this is just kind of a preview to it. You've got one team going crazy, crazy no running back strategy, which you'll hear us kind of identify. You've got another team hoarding a position that really doesn't need to be kind of in lieu of other people. And then you've just got overall roster construction from double wideouts in the first round to heavy, heavy running back hoarding. All of it is in play here for PPR draft. I think it's a great example of early drafting, but you can get the draft board for free on our Patreon, which is inthisleague.com. You can draft with us potentially if you'd sign up at inthisleague.com. And the podcast is going to have the full hour plus where it is not just the draft, it is the actual breakdown. And I'm surprised I'm going to come out of this feeling pretty good with how some stuff fell, but it also feels like we haven't even touched the surface of adjustments that are going to happen. Cause there's some stuff I think that happens in this mock draft that I just don't know if that's going to be the case in late July or early August. You know what I mean?
The stuff will definitely shift. I mean, it is mock draft 1.0 for a reason. So, so stuff will definitely shift. I think our one guy might've got caught and maybe he's done some way too early mocks and everything was working out against the systems. But when you get real people in there, they start to mix it up and can't do the strategy you thought you could. But that's why we have mocks, to test stuff out.
You guys can check that out at the ITL Fantasy Football Podcast. Don't go anywhere, because when we come back, you're going to jump right into the mock draft. Some beeps in there and stuff like that. You know, we have some fun on the podcast, but you'll be able to check out probably the majority of the actual draft. You can get the rest of it over there, and we will be back with you, at least Bogman and I, live again on the end of this hour to set up hour two. So don't go anywhere, friends, in this league. We'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Chris Welsh
said you were coming.
What else did he say?
He said you were the best in the parsec.
Scott Bogman,
former Imperial sharpshooter.
That's not saying much.
I wasn't a stormtrooper, wise ass.
Please excuse his lack of decorum.
In this league,
this is the way. Stop touching things.
Here we go.
Oh, that's so pretty.
The new mock draft room from Fantrax.
I like this.
Our boy Barrow Vampire Champion is up, and Jonathan Taylor with the very first pick.
Damn.
Your boy. Damn, Daniel. contrary to what Fantrax wants me to take Austin Eckler, I will take Christian McCaffrey. I'll do it again.
Lieutenant Don, I would prefer Derrick Henry here. So I will take him.
and you will get him because Lieutenant Don goes with Austin Eckler. Four straight running backs, pretty good start. Pretty good start.
Fairly standard stuff here.
This should be
Bar, which is up. Najee.
I thought a Barwich would go wide receiver, by the way, but Najee and then Dalvin Cook straight up.
Cooper Kupp has been kind of consensus number three pick. So CK getting him at seven.
That's what I was saying. Like, I thought he might have gone a little bit earlier. First wide out, Cooper Kupp here at seven. Josh is up.
Be interesting to see. This is our first mock of the year. And I believe the first one we've both done as well. And I want to see where these tight ends go. That's my
hopefully nowhere
early here.
Ja'Marr Chase. This feels very standard, like good, not in a bad way, but very standard. Outside of in previous years, having three wideouts in the top 10 would probably be a little bit odd, but no oddities so far. But the second round is built for the oddities, as our boy Chatty is up.
Chatty from Butthole Tucson. Ooh, there he goes.
Nope. So as you said, there would be Travis Kelce.
Interesting. I don't think I've seen him typically going inside the first round, but at the end, I think it's a good strategy still.
Not a top 12 guy on Fantasy Pros consensus. I'm still not a top first round tight end guy, but I get it. Famous with Davante Adams and the final pick in the first round to our boy Moyes. Who will it be?
Who's it gonna be? So,
relatively standard. All right. So what do I want coming back? Nothing I want will happen or work out for me.
I would love Mark Andrews, but I can't imagine that he falls all the way back.
Do you want to go second round tight end?
I do. Just the top end. It's the top end of tight ends, and there's not a lot after
that. There goes Aaron Jones. So double tap Mixon and Aaron Jones.
I would take, like, I know Kamara's been falling because of his off the field issue. You know, he beat someone up during the Pro Bowl weekend in Vegas, I get allegedly.
Like, you heard he f***ed an ostrich, right?
He what?
He f***ed an ostrich.
Allegedly.
People are expecting a suspension. I don't know. I think that might have been some self-defense stuff. So I still have him in my rank as 8. So he's still on the board here, though, because people are afraid.
There goes Stephon Diggs. You got quite a bit, though. Alvin Kamara, there you go. To Chad.
Damn it, Chad.
Kelsey and Kamara.
Chad is too smart. What are you doing?
Pretty good.
People from Tucson aren't supposed to be this.
You want Andrews.
Yeah, Andrews would be, because I mean, my rank order right now, I have Javonte and DeAndre Swift. They are not lasting back to me. So, and then Mark Andrews. So that would be... Yeah, and Swift.
And I'm sorry, I interrupted you as you were about to say something horrible about Tucson. So please go ahead.
I was just saying, usually people from Tucson aren't as smart as Chad taking Kelsey and Kamara. So
yeah,
just very smart drafting. Not
usually
like
a lot
Tucson
more
people.
Dumb. there, Debo went to Josh, so he would double tap wideouts. We have two double tap wideouts. There's Swift, there's Akers. So you're one pick away. So Andrews is almost there. There you go.
Ah, God, I can't believe I'm this excited to take a Raven. But Mark Andrews for me.
Here, I got a murder ball. You.
Well, I don't want anybody. This should be CeeDee Lamb to. Oh no, this is not Rob. This is Don. Well, Don, I think, is a Cowboys fan too.
Eli Mitchell. I don't know why we're J-ing his name here. Mm-hmm. Mitchell.
What are we J-ing?
Phrasing.
Mitchell.
You know.
You know.
I'm going to do this.
Ooh.
Check this out.
Interesting new music.
This is interesting new music. I hate it.
Oh, Saquon Barkley. Oh, come on.
Bart, look at me.
What the f*** happened?
Hey. Barkley. I'm either first or last. Barkley and McCaffrey, because... this is going to be one running back to Barrow, and I think there are three great wideouts that are sitting out there. Ooh. Well, either way, even if it's not a running back, Lamb Hill, I'd like him to not take Tyreek Hill. Yeah, Barrow. Fucking friend. We are friends. So McCaffrey, Barkley, Tyreek Hill. How you like dim apples and the risk?
That's pretty solid.
Yeah.
Now I'm go away to bait.
Go away, baiting.
Travis Etienne.
Because I've got wide receivers. I'm just, I can't do it.
Etienne.
ESPN. I'm going to do this.
Whoa, James. I thought he was cooked. I thought he was garbage. He was trash. He's over.
He's never been trash ever. That's not something that I've ever said in my life. Not one time ever have I said I hate James Conner.
Haters ball.
Still don't think he's going to make it through the entire season, because he didn't last year. It was like you cursed him as soon as you bragged about him to me, and we got that big thing about him. He got hurt that week. So,
yeah. No, you're right.
But the guy just has so much touchdown upside, and they didn't draft anyone really. I know they signed Williams, who's a nice backup for him with experience, but the guy's still going to get tons of touchdowns. I mean,
James Conner.
Regression, but
Mr. James Conner was 30th in
is
fantasy
this frozen
consensus rank. Yeah, it's from there you go. Well, nope.
I just unfroze. What the hell?
AJ Brown, Keenan Allen after your James Conner, and CK's backup with Kyle Pitts. I mean, Kyle Pitts wasn't coming back to me, I suppose. But
yeah. Would have been nice.
Kyle Pitts going as the number 2 tight end. See, now does that give you any like clarity when you see Kelsey going in the first round? You go Pitts. Yeah, I guess Pitts is a third tight end, and you see Pitts going in the third round, or is it still what it should be in your mind?
I still like getting Andrews that deep into the second round because I like him better than Pitts, especially with no Marquise Brown. I mean, you can say the same logic for Kelsey with no Tyreek Hill, right? But
yeah,
they didn't bring anyone in Baltimore at all. You know, they're trying in Kansas City. They have Juju. It brought in Sky Moore. They brought him at MVS. So, Patrick Mahomes even said, I think my targets are going to be all over the place. Look at Famous going zero running back.
So, right, yeah, so we got Ezekiel Elliott went after Pitts, Mike Evans, Josh Jacobs to Chad. And you're right, Famous is zero RB as he went Adams, Diggs, and then Josh Allen. We're now on the wheel of the third round where Moyes went, just took his third running back. So he is all running back with a no running back strategy around him. Got to imagine this is going to be a wide receiver here to Moyes, but anything can happen. Anything is possible.
Could be Mahomes. You know, wide receivers are fairly cheap.
We did have the first quarterback going, Josh Allen, the Darren Waller. Okay.
That's a buyback on a, you know, to see. He was very hurt last year, Waller.
We kind of jumped past it, too. You realize Eli Mitchell went in the second round, and he's seen as kind of a back end of the running back class in the 50s on Fantasy Pro, RB24, and he went with the 10th pick in the second round. It's wild. There goes Jalen Waddle.
Yeah, I had I didn't have many guys ahead of him where he went. I had Barkley ahead of him, Connor, Montgomery, and I think Dobbins is still on the board here. So I had some guys, you know, still on the board above him, but still, you know, I mean, if he's going to be the lead back, I actually kind of like them adding backs for him because he's never going to be a guy that should take 25 carries. Damn it.
Yeah. Well, okay. That answers that for me too, then. Would have liked to have Deontay Johnson, and there goes Michael Pittman. Oh, good wideouts. There goes J.K. Dobbins. Everything's falling apart now.
All right.
Life is pain. Life is only pain.
I want Breece Hall pretty bad here.
Well, that's unfortunate. That's stupid. Oh, there goes Antonio Gibson.
Two more picks.
Stink, and I hate him.
I don't think this is going to work out for me, by the way.
No?
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The snozzberries taste like snozzberries. I'm freaking out, man.
You are freaking out, man.
Littering and...
Littering and...
In this league.
Break it down.
No, I got to lower Higgins in my rankings too because his injury stuff, I got him too high. I expect him to be back for training camp, but I don't know. He could be looking at the pup right now.
You're not feeling good about it?
No, Patrick Mahomes.
Patrick Mahomes, oh, we got a dodge
Barwich. One. Barwich.
Barwich is going to do it.
Don't do it, Barwich.
He's going to do it.
Yes!
Because I was looking at Higgins. You got Breece Hall. That's so fucking stupid.
Good. Use your aggressive feelings, boy. Let the heat flow through you.
Henry, Connor, Andrews, and Breece Hall.
Oh, and then Godwin just went. Oh, it's so stupid. I hate when things work out for you. Well, I got it. All right, we are gonna go with DK. Oops, if I can get it in.
Phrasing.
DK Metcalf.
Phrasing.
Thank you, Michael Pittman. Matt Ryan can put it pretty much wherever he wants.
And then I saw that. That's such a good quote. And then you see quote tweet. He's like, y'all know what I meant. He's like,
yeah, no, yeah. Bad wording, but y'all know what I meant. Right.
So here's my dilemma. And it might get made for me. DJ Moore is on the board. Same tier for me. Or I'm looking at Kittle.
I mean, there's
a good Amari Cooper. That's a good pick.
To me, the last two tight ends here that I want to take are Kittle and Schultz, because I don't want to get into the rest of this mess. Yeah, so I'd probably go with Kittle just because wide receivers are cheap, but.
Yeah, I'm thinking I'm going to do the same if he lasts to me. Maybe I should have taken Kittle because there's a tier of like Metcalf, Cooper, Lamar Jackson.
I will say DJ Moore is at the top of my board.
Yeah.
Well, actually, Kittle, I have Kittle a couple spots ahead of him. So it's Kittle, then Moore.
Yeah.
So you're on the right track either way.
There's a plethora of wide receivers. So we'll go with George Kittle in the fifth round, which in recent years are pretty good. Oh, now you're going to get your guy too. This is dumb. It's so stupid when things work out for you. You're like, I would do this and that. You got as your first wide receiver, so you really needed him.
It is.
Yeah, so you're probably ecstatic.
I'm doing okay.
Yeah. You're like, yeah. DJ Moore, actually, he's like my second wide receiver. You're like, George Kittle's like my second tight end, Welsh. You should take him. DJ Moore sucks.
He's
a loser. There goes Justin Herbert and Marquise Brown.
In my rankings, Kittle is 33 and Moore is 44. So you got the better value there if you want to go by my stuff.
Marquise Brown was the sixth pick in the fifth round. Brandon Cooks and Kareem Hunt. Josh has gone three straight RBs. So I'm trying to see, no one has more than three running backs. And we only have one team that has gone no running back. But Porter here, we'll decide how hardcore Porter goes because he's got three amazing wideouts with Javonte Williams. And then he goes Clyde Edwards-Helaire. So that's a pretty good... 12 teams, man. It's hard to differentiate. I think we also have this hooked up to Fantasy Pros projection ranker thing.
I'm on Burgundy.
So I think yes.
We might be able to see who it gives the win after the fact. There goes Amon-Ra St. Brown to Chad in the 10th.
How do you say that, boy?
Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Amon-Ra St. Brown. There he goes. He's my favorite.
I love that Amon-Ra.
That Amon-Ra. He's getting drafted now. Yeah. I like him.
There's Mike Williams.
You know, it's the best part.
I just want to point out, Famous is straight up all no running backs. That is fifth round, no back right now. I mean, he's obviously going to be targeting. Miles Sanders is still sitting out there. I'm trying to see who he's going for. Maybe the rookies. There goes AJ Dillon. It's going to get pretty rough soon for him. So he's going to have to jump in. But
I mean, there are, Harrison, Walker, Edmonds, Miles Sanders. I guess if you like Devin Singletary. On the board. What?
Doesn't anyone notice this? I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
Moyes.
Oh, it doesn't work out for you?
Sad. Dude, I was just about to say, watch. I'm so much higher on Juju than anyone, and he's not he wasn't even in the front page of players listed.
Mm.
And I thought he was going to come all the way back to me. He was my number one player on the board. Well, that sucks. Because now I'm like right in line with the normal ADP, I think. So
fascinating to see where Famous goes because that is six rounds of none. So I mean, it is the full commitment is in happening.
So he has everything in his starting lineup but RBs.
Yeah, everything. He's filled every other spot. So next round is where that's going
to
start. Going
it's a mock, so you know, good to try that stuff. And his team 100%. Looks good.
Yeah, it looks really, really good. It'll just be interesting what those running backs look for his team construction right now.
All right, my dream, since it's never going to happen, because he's number one on the board, is Courtland Sutton. And Michael Thomas was two. So there goes that.
So it'll never happen. Courtland Sutton, who on Fantrax board is quite a bit down there. Just
let me maybe know. It will. Ooh,
there goes Hunter Renfro.
You didn't say the magic word.
Please! God damn it! Hate this hacker crap.
If this works out for you, this is gonna be stupid. I mean, he didn't get you. Oh, another.
Sorry, buddy. Damn it.
Sorry, pal.
Well, wish in one hand, the other one. See which one fills up first.
Okay.
What's step number two?
There's not really a good step number two here.
There goes Allen Robinson.
Darnell
Mooney. Wow, we have had six wideouts go right in front of you.
I'm going to do this. Dak.
Ooh. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, the rest of these wide receivers are kind of considered all in the same
quarterbacks
tier.
Player. Oh, you're saying wideouts. So, yeah, I gotcha.
So my top one on the board is Cordero.
Yeah, well, I'm coming up still.
No, I know. I know you also
running backs, you mean?
No, wide receivers. I mean, he's going to play both. So that's the nice part about Cordero.
It was Devontae Smith.
That's a good pick, too.
I'm a little go away debating here because I also want to be paying attention to running backs, but I need a second wide out. But to your point, it is pretty, it's pretty kind of the same. All right. So here's what we're going to do. Okay. We're going to go with,
this is very dramatic music.
This is, we're going to go with Damian Harris.
Ooh, nice pick.
And then we're going to go running back again.
Ah,
I think, and I kind of want to go rookie, but is this too early to take like a? I guess it's way too early to take a Kenneth Walker or something, right?
Nope. He's gonna go right here.
No way, he goes right here, really?
Barrow's taking him.
Yeah, because then that gives me four running backs with two injury-prone guys. Oh, there we go. So it's not. We can do this.
Well, you suck because I had just pivoted, and that's what. I was
yeah,
do.
Bitch. Suck it, Trebek.
Suck on it, Trebek. Suck it long and suck it hard.
Should have done it. I should have done it where I took Dak.
Yeah, you stupid. Should've.
Dumb, dumb, dumb. Dumb, 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 dumb.
Dumb, 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 dumb.
Ooh, take Cordero.
Goes Russi. Russi. Quarterbacks still look pretty good. I mean, Hurts, Burrow, Rodgers still out there. I haven't touched it yet.
I shouldn't have done it. I shouldn't have taken Dak. Every time I take an early,
you never like it. You hate it. Every
time
single,
I do it.
I don't remember a time we've done a draft where you've taken an early-ish quarterback and you're just like, I like it.
Well, I'm the complete opposite in Superflex. In Superflex, I want to go back-to-back QBs.
Well, yeah, sure.
You know, no. But not here. It was dumb.
I will say, though, that the wide receivers are tailing a little bit. Not
they,
crazy.
They are, but
they're starting
like,
to tail.
You still have all the rookies. Which are great. Bateman, Elijah Moore, Thielen is, you know, touchdown dependent.
No, there's guys.
Good.
There's some guys, but we're starting to move down a little bit. By the way, I don't even think I announced it. One of them, both those picks pissed me off, but Barrow on the wheel had taken Gabriel Davis and Jerry Jeudy, both picks I would have wanted. It went Russ Wilson, Patterson, Melvin Gordon, TJ Hawkinson to Aaron, and Miles Sanders to CK in the 7th round. So that's where we currently stand. Burks, damn it. Burks went to Josh. Ugh.
Is that
Devin
the first
Singletary?
The rookie wideout?
That is the first rookie. Yeah, it's the first rookie wideout.
Devin Singletary. I mean, Devin Singletary could pay off. You know, I completely disrespect him, but he did finish off the year very, very well last year.
Yeah. Ooh, there's Ramondre Stevenson.
This is why you get running back, so you don't have to take Devin Singletary and Ramondre Stevenson.
Yeah, very true. I wanted Treylon Burks.
See, but that's the nice thing about taking Cordero is I have Henry, I have Connor. They're both injury prone guys. We know that. But Cordero can flip from wide receiver to RB.
Yeah, no, it's one of the few advantages you get. There's Elijah Moore. Famous still hasn't taken a wideout or a running back. He just went with his fifth wide receiver in Elijah Moore.
Why? That I don't understand.
Dum, 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 dum.
I don't understand that either, but it is interesting because he's decimating the board and maybe this is that whole, like, I'm going to trade for it type of thing. But you are getting into a space where I'm going through here and I'm like, who are the guys? Like, I feel like Rashad White is going to be someone. Oh, DeAndre Hopkins. I was hoping that he's going to go for. Like, I feel like he's going to go for all those young guys that have a little bit of buzz. But I am struggling a little bit with what's it going to look like? Like, who are they?
There's shots to take here.
I see them. But it's with the consistency
but you don't
of the
want,
rest of
you
his
don't
roster.
Want your starters to be shots, you know? So where
that's
took,
my point. He's so consistent on the rest of the board here that it's going to be really interesting. What are those shots he's taking at running back? I don't even know if he'll do it here. He's up. It went Hopkins and Thielen to Moyes. He doesn't have to. He's defined. Well, there's the first one. It was Chase Edmonds. That's a good one.
it could be. You know, I'm just worried about. He was the first one they signed, so he should lead them in carries. But they also have Mostert. They picked up Sony Michel. You know, they've got a lot of running backs. Miles Gaskin, who led the way, is still there from last.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I generally come in at least 15 minutes late. I use the side door. After that, I just sort of space out for about an hour.
Space out?
I probably only do about 15 minutes of real, actual work.
Would you be a good sport and indulge us and just tell us a little more?
Let me tell you something about
In This League.
Yeah. So there's just still a lot.
It's a play you and I both do not like. But the board might end up liking it when it's all said. There goes Christian Kirk, third pick in the 8th round. It may work out for him, but I know it's not a play that you and I, either you or I, are really into.
Yeah, not into it. Don't want it.
No.
Not going to do it.
Not going to do it.
Lindipin. Why you sound like you had a stroke during that
Lindipin.
Sentence?
Lindipin. Rashad Penny.
Stroke! 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 Stop mocking me!
All right, I'll tell you what I want coming back.
Let's hear it. There goes ball.
Drake London.
Bateman was great.
Bateman I wanted was at the London top of my the board since great. The last time you picked. Yeah. So
I wanted Bateman. London was one of a couple guys that was my target. So that is done because Bateman just went to Josh. Josh just went 3 straight wideouts. Has his fifth wideout. He has 3 running backs, 5 wideouts. There goes Tony Pollard. That's an interesting
good pick by CK.
Interesting together. I'll probably actually do this a little bit. There goes Isaiah Spiller. You're one pick away. Dallas Goedert.
Look at that.
You got your guy.
Drakey London.
Drakey Lundy. So I am looking at wideouts here. Brandon Ayuk, I'm looking at. Tyler Lockett, I'm looking at. I'm trying to see if there's upside. I don't know if who just went. There's Claypool. I don't know if I want to go with those rookies like Garrett Wilson. I don't know if this is Garrett Wilson time.
It is.
Because is it Garrett Wilson over Lockett and Ayuk?
I have them in the same tier. Whoever has the most upside is who I take at this point. But to me, that's Garrett Wilson.
Yeah, all right, we can do that. There's because Ayuk and Lockett both kind of in the same general vicinity. But that's two rookies I got on this team. So
I have 3. So you're doing okay.
This is very unlike you.
Yeah, but this is
Michael Carter.
This is a good class. So I guess I only have 2.
Ronald Jones. I actually kind of like that Ronald Jones pick. The question is, do I want to go quarterback? There's still 3 good ones on the board in a 12 team. I just don't think I do. So then do I go Ayuk? Do I go Lockett? Anybody I'm missing? God, this music. You can hear it too, can't you?
Yeah. Yeah, it's really annoying.
Very annoying. Ooh, I just realized I took Lockett and Metcalf. I should have taken Ayuk. Oh, well.
You are the biggest hole.
See, Don, Kenneth Walker.
Don thinks he just got me. And
Brian Robinson. Yep.
He kind of did. I do like him.
Yeah.
But,
yeah. But, he set up but, like he thinks he got kind of did.
But I have this guy ranked higher. And this is my ultimate, my favorite play here. It's James Cook because I just think he's a better back than Devin Singletary.
Yeah, I like that.
I think by the end of the year, he is going to be leading that. And technically, he would be my 5th running back because I have Connor and Henry and Breece Hall and Patterson qualifies. So Cook is my 5th.
Boy, look at all these Seahawks I have. Woof. There's Robert Woods.
Go Hawks.
Come on, Hawks, 12th man.
Go Hawks, 12th
Why
man.
Why do they talk like they're from Philly?
I don't know. Just because they do.
Okay.
Because I don't know what Seattle sounds man. Like.
I just like everyone's either really hyped up or just really chill on the West Coast. Yeah, Seahawks fans, super chill. I've always said that.
Yeah.
Something I've always said.
Oh, man.
Well, there goes Aaron Rodgers and Joe Burrow, so I'm a f***ing idiot.
Okay, silly dilly dokio. I'm an idiot.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, now the quarterbacks suck.
Yeah.
It's only Jalen Hurts and Tom Brady and Matt Stafford and Kirk Cousins, yep. Justin Fields, who all have running upside.
Firemuth. Wow.
And, Robert Kraft Jr. Round.
Balls.
All you gotta do is say earmuffs to him. Shit, whatever you want. Balls to him. Okay, I'm just proving a point. You don't have to celebrate it, Frank.
I mean,
so happy I got Dak. Always loved Dak.
You know what?
I've always loved quarterback early. My favorite strategy. I've always said that.
That's my credo. No regrets.
Mm-hmm. You have no regrets?
Dad?
No. Like, not even a single letter.
Oh, I wanted Jalen there. This is stupid. I mean, I love getting like a count on quarterback. I know a lot of people be like, well, it's a big deal. It's just, I like a quarterback I can count on. What's a big deal? Madison was apparently famous as big plan. Edmonds and Alexander Madison were his big plans for
so his big plan is that is that Dalvin Cook gets hurt. That's his plan.
Yeah. Jacoby Myers and Lazard just went. That is five straight wideouts by Moyes. He might. And this has got to be another running back. The rest of his draft should probably be running backs.
Yeah, it really should.
It's just, you know, what's he want to do here? You gonna go upside? You gonna go?
I think he was thinking some of these rookies were gonna fall farther, and they did not. So
they did not. No,
I mean Damian Pierce,
Naheem Hines. I mean, see, this is what I hate here. You're just grasping at straws. Like, there's ways to do this where it really works out and you get the guys, but this wasn't the
time. Yeah, I mean, I would rather have Mostert. I think I'd rather bank on James Robinson.
That's six round, dude. Like, when you look, what was it? In the sixth round, he took Schultz. So even if you go into the
Pierce,
seventh,
I think would have been a better pick than both Madison and Hines at this point.
I mean, he would have needed to go earlier over Schultz, because after Schultz, there was like, I think I took Kenneth Walker and Patterson. It just, he could have taken Miles Sanders, Patterson, Walker. Again, to each his own. We'll see how it works out. Williams went to Chad Pierce, going to RFP. Fucking Tom Brady. God damn it. And then Ayuk. I mean, the quarterback is brutal now.
Damn it. I was definitely taking Ayuk. Ugh.
I mean, now I just don't, like, who cares?
This is a point at wide receiver where you're kind of getting, it's kind of ugly.
There goes Rashaad White. Well, it's ugly at quarterback now, too.
I'm just going to take James Robinson and probably stash him on the pup to start the year.
Yeah.
It's not a strategy I generally like, but. Yeah, see, Olave was the only other guy that I wanted here, so it's definitely Robinson.
Yeah, there's James Robinson to you. This quarterback thing really sucks. Marquez Valdes-Scantling, I'm up.
And Stafford's still there.
I mean, Stafford is a choice. I don't even know if I bother taking him right now.
Yeah, I mean, because you have Fields, there's Tannehill and Lance. Like, there's guys with upside, so.
Yeah. But where is the upside at wideout? Does it exist? All right, so we're going to do... Oh, who is my... Oh, where's my Q go? All right, so we're going to do this. I'm going to take Raheem Mostert.
Okay, that's
take that off the board. There's another running back. And then I can take Stafford or... What's up with Kadarius Toney?
I mean, he's number one on my board, Kadarius Toney.
Yeah.
So.
Why is he still? Yeah.
Because he didn't show up to OTAs. He still doesn't want to be on the Giants. So
I wouldn't either. But.
Yeah. I mean, but they got a new coaching staff.
Yeah. I'm going to go Toney.
Foreman.
Sony Michelle and Foreman. I took Toney here. And we'll see what happens. So what do you want?
I don't want anyone. I don't like anyone here.
I agree. Yeah. They're all stupid. Look at these dumb players' faces. Kenneth Gainwell.
I'm gonna take Marlon Mack because the Texans need a running back, and you know, it's Rex Burkhead and Damian Pierce, so it's a bunch of dart throws. Mack has experience. I think he'll at least start the year.
Antonio Brown taking a gamble.
Yeah, AB actually said last week, "Don't bank on me. Don't play yourself by thinking I'm playing." So
yeah, he was saying he was kind of done.
Lieutenant Don is using the absolute correct logic, because whatever Antonio Brown says, do the opposite.
That's a good point.
So it probably means he's going to play and be worth a first round pick. So very good, nice point. Strategy, Don.
You took Marlon Mack, Zach Ertz to Barwich. He took his first tight end here in the 11th round. Daryl Henderson to Aaron. CK took Russell Gage, still sitting out there. And we are at Josh halfway through the 11th round. Gus Edwards, like all years, you go and look at wideouts and you're just like, it's just so much better than every other position right now. I mean, tight end
by a million. I think it's better.
Tight ends are still good.
It even was last year.
Yeah, I agree. Tight ends are still decent. Like, you got Knox, you got Gesicki. No offense. I mean, it's fine. It's not great. Oh, running back is a show, and wide receiver is just so much better. Just
there's some dart throw RBs. I mean, I still like your boy Davis Price on the board here. Jamal Williams still running Detroit. Burkhead could be the lead back in Houston. Algier could win it in Atlanta. So there's some dart throws, but nothing great. It's pretty bad. There's so many wide receivers I like still. I think Gallup is still on the board.
Yeah, well, I mean, Tyler Boyd just went, which is just a phenomenal grab. Rondale Moore's out there. There goes Gallup as you speak. I think Famous might be pivoting a little bit too, because I don't think the running backs he wanted are falling. I'd be curious because, you know, after you've done all that wideout stuff, when you have five of them, you take Gallup. But also Gallup is just an incredible value right now. God, there goes Derek Carr to Moyes, and he passed on Stafford. Thank you. I didn't realize he didn't have a quarterback. And he took Jamal Williams. So let's see what Famous does here. Maybe he had a running back, but Gallup was too good of a price discount.
He was the Rodgers rate.
Yeah. Double check.
What would be a G discount?
He took Price. That's on my board. That is a good pick.
The price is wrong, bitch.
Especially if you're waiting. Yeah. I love that you hate Trey Sermon so much.
I hate him so fucking much. He's the worst running back. Falls over his feet. He trips. He drops the ball. Lands on his head. He would rather eat dirt than gain three yards.
Good.
Hate him.
Good. Use your aggressive feelings, boy. Let the hate flow through you.
Let the hate flow through you. I love this.
Good. Yeah, dark side for sure.
Good. Oh, there we go.
There it goes.
Sky Moore.
Sky Moore after McKissick.
McKissick.
Make sure you say it like it's a kiss. Oh, a second quarterback for Josh. He took Deshaun Watson.
23rd.
Hi.
23rd accusation yesterday.
Ooh. You know what I'd say, Boggs? I go, all right. There's James White.
All right.
Stop breaking the law,
asshole! Okay.
What do you want to do? There goes Stafford. What are you doing here?
Dude, there's so many good wideouts. I don't know which one to pick.
You got to take one. Fucking Barwich, Algier. That's exactly where I was going. Damn it.
Take Williams over him. I'm going to do this. DJ Chark. Damian Williams. Is Damian Williams still on the board?
I don't think he's on the board still. Is he? I think that was the problem, right?
Let's see.
Oh, no, he is on the board still.
He is on the board.
Oh,
he's at the top of my list.
Yeah.
I didn't think
he was on the board. Thank you very much.
Yeah. I mean, that's a veteran, you know, in Atlanta. So I like him better.
Oops. I'm on all the Williamses.
All right. You're under Williams. There's a lot of Williamses to be had.
Oh, dude. Stafford went.
What if the five fingers say to the face?
What?
Slap.
But Fields, I like Fields. Your boy Trey Lance, Trevor Lawrence. Now you'll just look at you're throwing upside here.
What?
You probably need to take two. You know, Cousins is solid. Take like Cousins and Fields.
All right. I'll take Lance. Who did that, dude?
Who killed Hannibal? Who killed Hannibal?
Dude, I just want to point out Aaron took three quarterbacks. What an
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey,
in this league.
Look at us.
Look at us.
Huh?
Who would have thought?
Not me.
Not me.
Not me.
Who would have thought?
Not me.
Not me.
Look at us.
Look at us.
Who would have thought?
Not me. Not me.
InThisLeague.com. That is where you guys can find our Patreon, relatively like a listener supported podcast. Even though we're on like the radio and stuff and we do things in other places, you know, In This League is our life force and we are independent podcasters. So if you guys want to support You can find it in thisleague.com, but you also get a bunch of great stuff. All the content, all of Bogman's ranks through the roof, man, from redraft to dynasty to IDP with rookies. It's all there. Super flex. You will get updated, not just now ranks, but we update them on monthly basis. Plus I do redraft baseball, dynasty prospects, all of those. That's just a $5 level we have. We've got GroupMe rooms and other ways to access us. So come and check us out and you can get all of the rest of the stuff coming up here in hour two. Frank Stanfill from CBS joined us earlier in the week, and we love Frank. Actually, one of those things where we try to kind of limit some of the time we do on interviews. And next thing I know, we were over an hour with Frankie Stanfill.
Yeah. Yeah. Frank is just, he's a great person. You know, we met him here at Sports Grid, always love having him on, and he offers great insight as well. So
I was about to say, you're right. I completely forgot. Yeah. He was a longtime Sports Grid guy. I didn't even sell that whatsoever, because that is the OG days. People remember him here from that. Now he's doing big time stuff over at CBS. And a lot of this conversation is dedicated to some pretty slick player debates that were put together, centered around one big one when we were talking about Vladimir Guerrero Jr. I don't know all the rest that we'll get into the hour, but we did about six player debates. I get screamed at online about, well, how dare I put a certain one out there? How could you ask this question? And they just love complaining. They just love complaining about anything.
I mean, is there anything more than people love than complaining? I mean,
I don't know.
It's a great American pastime.
It is the American pastime. It's the most American thing to do is complain about everything and not be appreciative that there's anything. We have got a lot of that a little Metallica conversation as well. A little bit of Metallica, a little bit of player debate breakdown, all baseball in hour two with Frank Stanfill from CBS. So friends, do not go anywhere. Hour two is coming up. We'll jump right into it right here on In This League.